episode 263, Small Consistent Victories.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies! Are you breathing? Oh, I so hope you are. And I hope you have a smile on your face because you are bringing a smile to me. It is a gorgeous day today. It is your day. Let's get it on. Let's rock the world out and let's show them how you shine and sparkle. Woo! Let's raise the roof and, oh man, come on. Can you tell? And yes, I haven't had any caffeine, believe it or not. Are you ready to explode your day? Because today is your day. Are you ready to be rejuvenated, to be inspired, to be motivated to do your next big thing? Whatever it may be. Maybe it's just like actually vacuuming your carpet. That's the next big thing. I celebrate that with you. For those of you who say, oh my gosh, this woman is crazy. Welcome to the crazy family. We are always here having a party because with this family, a party happens every single day. Welcome to Create Your Now. I'm thrilled that you have found us and that you are making us a part of your day. I would love to hear from you. So feel free to head on over to createyournow.com. You can leave a message there. You can also leave, even if you want to say, hey, I want to hear more about this crazy person, you can go ahead and sign up to receive our newsletter. All right, we're going to jump right down in because we need motivation. I need motivation. I woke up this morning, honestly, and I did not want to do a single thing. I did not. I was like, oh, I wish today was Monday. Oh, wait, today is Monday. Okay, well, maybe it's not. But regardless, I wanted it to be not the day that it was. I wanted it to be a day of just rest. And I didn't want to have to do anything and really accomplish anything. Yet I knew I needed to breathe, right? That's important with your day. And so breathing was on the itinerary. However, nothing else was. And I really didn't want to do anything. Yet I knew what my to-do list was. It was forever long. Do you ever have those times where you just don't want to do anything? And you're like, how can I keep pushing through? I have project after project. I'm trying to juggle so many different things between the kids and their studies and practices. And I'm at work. And then I've got the hubby. And oh, wait, we got to throw in dinner. And there's domestic beauties called, you know, like dusting and vacuuming and cleaning the toilets. Yeah, that sounds like fun. I've got all of that. I was not created to be a juggler. I know. I feel your pain. I totally feel your pain. But you know what? Guess what? If you were to just kind of take a step back for a minute and take a really deep breath, guess what? I got a little secret to share with you. Don't look at the whole huge picture. Don't be overwhelmed by it. Remember, yeah, we just did that episode. Go back if you haven't heard it. Episode 262, Overcoming Overwhelm. It's a great one. But so when you do take a step back and you're reflecting, guess what? This is what you can look at. You need to look at your small, consistent victories. Yes. You see, consistency is the absolute key secret ingredient to success in life. It doesn't matter what your goal is. I don't care if it's weight loss. I don't care if it's the best marriage in the world. I don't care if it's the best relationship with your children. I don't care if it's the best volunteer of the year award. In order for you to gain success, you must have small, consistent victories. If you fill your day with small, consistent victories, oh my goodness gracious. Number one, if I can speak, overwhelm will not be there. You will not be drowning in, oh, woe's me. I don't want to get up and do anything. And so when you're feeling that right now, because I know some of you are, don't feel that way. Get it up. Come on, shake it off. Shake it off. We could start a song here, but I don't have rights to that song, so we can't sing that song. You can sing it in your head, though. You know what I'm talking about. So just shake it off, okay? And focus on your small, consistent victories. Make your day filled with those. Take your small steps. When you're consistent with them, you have these small victories. Guess what happens? They begin to really add up. I know a lot of times we think that we have to attempt the big stuff. We got to say, oh, I am going to put my website out there today for all the world to see. And you haven't even started. Do you even know what to do with a website? How to even get on to your website? Oh, wait, do you have a .com? I mean, seriously, now I may be saying this somewhat jokingly, but really, there's a lot behind it. And a lot of times our goals are so honking huge that we become ourselves, we force ourselves to say, I just can't do this. Oh, wait, I don't want to do this. What was I thinking? And you just wish you were like 2 years old and you had mommy and daddy taking care of you all over again. We can't go back in time like that. Not that we all would want to go back in time like that. I know I would not. I absolutely love my life and I love the different stages of life and it's fun. It's fun to grow. It's fun to grow with your children. It's even fun to age with your parents sometimes. And love you, Mom. And all of that good stuff. But bringing it back, don't always look at the huge goal. Don't sit there and say, I've got to do this humongous thing. No, take small, consistent steps so you can have small, consistent victories that are going to add up to something major. And that's ultimately what we want, right? We want our goals to become accomplished so that we hit the bigger goals, right? So sometimes we have to look and say, okay, I'm going to take the small thing. So break it down, break it down. Look at your goals and see what they are. What do you want to do? If you're like, gosh, I want to get healthier. Well, guess what? Maybe start eating the right foods, real foods. Stop going out to eat for lunch. Okay? That's one little small consistency that you can start today. And you don't go out for lunch. Tomorrow, you don't go out for lunch. Those small little things add up. By the end of the week, you haven't gone out 7 times. Or 5 times, whatever, however many times you go out for lunch. Some people actually work on the weekend and they go out with family too, so they count that also. So think about that. Maybe it's, oh gosh, I'm building my business, Christiane, and I am so excited, but I see this list and I have no idea where to start. Maybe it's your email list and you're like, okay, I need to figure out how I'm going to get my email list. Well, what are you going to do? Take one step every day working towards that. Over a period of a few days to a few weeks, you're going to be able to say, oh, I've got something here. Now I know how I can build my email list. Then you can do the next thing. Do you see? It doesn't become that crazy. It doesn't become overwhelming. Small, consistent victories add up to huge successes in the long run. Think about it. Imagine what happens when you add up all the small consistencies, all those victories, how much success you will accumulate in a week, boom, in a month, boom, in a year, boom, boom. Yeah, baby. Come on, virtual high five here. Let's get it on. Stop making excuses. Start saying, hey, I'm in it for these small, consistent victories. I'm in it for the little wins. Because guess what? With little wins comes what? Greater wins. You can't just have little wins all the time. Eventually, they add up to the big ones. And that's what you need. So go make today count. You are a winner. You need to rock out today like you know how. You're going to be a rock star. But it starts with your small, consistent victories. So where are you starting today? What small consistency do you want to create in your life? Look at your goals. And remember, it's always good to start with that one major goal that's going to affect, to have that domino effect on all your goals. So we talked about that a few episodes back. I don't even remember what number it is because it's been a few back. But you could go back and look for it. And it's talking about the domino effect and finding that one big goal, setting that one big goal that's going to affect, have the domino effect to all of them. Start there. Look at that goal. What one small consistency can you begin? You know, for me, it was drinking water at one point, just to drink more water. And that sounds like, gosh, that's not going to do a whole lot of good. Oh, yes, it did. Man, it made me go to the bathroom. It helped clear up my skin. I felt fuller, longer. I actually had more energy. Why? Because my body was hydrated, so I could do more things. My mind was alert because I was like feeding the organs in my body because they were getting the water that they really needed instead of going, oh my gosh, is she going to drink anything anytime soon? Small, consistent victories. You can do it because what? Boom! You want an awesome day. Boom! So go out and make it happen. Be present, be incredible. Most importantly, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.